then you fill him a jug and you pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
What lightning.
The kick is away. It's a short, wobbly punt. It's going to be taken by Adams at the 40. Joe to midfield. Skips to the right side. Adams at the 40. The 35, the 30. He's got a block, and there he goes. Adams down the sideline. Touchdown, Arkansas. 61 yards for Joe.
My friend Chuck Barrett on the call. Good job, Chuck. Arkansas 51, Missouri State 7. Hogs come to Little Rock. Always a big day when Arkansas comes to War Memorial Stadium. It'll be 6 o'clock against New Mexico. On Saturday, we'll have Kevin Crass, head of the Stadium Commission, come in the second hour. Doug White from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas sitting in with me this morning. We've been talking great restaurants. All right, you got Snow White and Pine Bluff down.
Check.
You got Pick and Store down.
Check.
All right, my friend Laurie Black, like I said, who was a stepdaughter of Mr. R.A. Pickens, had sold me on the Pick and Store long ago, and I just tell everybody about it. And let me tell you how good it is. When we go on our vacation, like a lot of Arkansans, we make the pilgrimage to the Redneck Riviera every summer. My boys now insist that we leave late morning, even though we get there a little later, and time it so we can have lunch at the Pick and Store.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
Yeah. So we'll have lunch at the Pick and Store as we go down to Southeast. And I'm gonna be doing a column for the Democrat Gazette in a couple of weeks. But I've been researching Mr. Pickens, and what an interesting character R.A. Pickens was. He was really considered one of the most progressive farmers in the South with the things he did. He mechanized that farm as they moved from mules to mechanization before many were mechanized. At one point, it was up to about 20,000 acres. I think they're 12,000 acres now, 10,000 of which are row crops. So that still is a very big farm, one of the biggest in the state, fourth and fifth generation still there. Again, established in the late 1800s, but R.A. Pickens was a real leader in the history of the state and better drainage, instrumental in the formation of things such as the Beff-Tensaw-Macon Project, Cypress Creek Drainage Project. He was educated like so many prominent Arkansans I know at Washington and Lee University up in Lexington, Virginia.
Yeah, you hear
a lot
that
of prominent people here in Little Rock.
Very
you know, I
so.
Think of Warren Stevens, Rhett Tucker, people like that, and also at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville. But again, a very, very interesting fellow. In the 1930s, he gave some land right there near his house for the clubhouse and of a country club named the Walnut Lake Country Club Association. When the clubhouse burned, he put up the money and really rebuilt it, and it is still there also. So you've got the Walnut Lake Country Club there on one side of the bridge, and then you've got the little town of Pickens with its own cotton gin, its own commissary store, its own barns, its own houses there on the other side. And you can tour it and see really what a real working southern plantation looks like, and you can also have a great lunch there every Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. And also, very soon, you'll be able to read about it in Arkansas Living Magazine. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I figure I've got to get it before the end of the year.
Highest circulation magazine in the state. Talk a minute about, because I was talking about R.A. Pickens, a real Arkansas treasure. Mr. Pickens died a number of years ago, but I love to go back in history. We had mentioned during the break Miss Wita, Wita Cox there. Talk a little bit about her, for those who might not be familiar with her, and how long she has been involved with that magazine.
Well, for the listeners, I am, Rex and I are about the same age. We're just this side of 50. And imagine having an employee that that you supervise who has been an employee of the company longer than you have been alive.
Wow.
Now, I am not going to reveal Miss Wita's age because that would be improper.
That, I agree. She's a Southern lady, and you don't tell her age.
You do not tell her age. But she has been the editor. She has been with the magazine for over 60 years. She's been the editor for over 50.
Wow.
So a 50-year span, 12 months a year, making a deadline. So 620-something issues of the magazine she's been personally responsible for. And she's just an Arkansas treasure. She is the most modest person, Rex, as you know. The mm-hmm. fact that we are even mentioning her name.
Well, she'd be embarrassed terribly. You'll get chewed out if she hears about it on Monday.
She's going to trudge up those 3 flights of stairs Monday morning and give me a talking to. But the magazine started in a tabloid format, black and white, obviously went out to all the members. I think when we first started, maybe had 10,000 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said, in 1996, when I came to Arkansas, we were right at 215,000 subscribers, and now we've essentially doubled that in the last 15 years. So, yeah, I mean, it's a treasure. We take a great deal of pride in it. It's not just a rag that talks about electricity issues and tries to promote the co-ops. It's more than that. We try to have a feature story on something interesting about our state. We try to enlighten people and educate people. It's essentially, Rex, what your life has been about as an Arkansan and as a writer and as a person in the know. And we try to do that with feature stories, photographs. It's a full-color magazine. You can subscribe to it, actually, and go online at ArkansasLiving.com. And if you're not even an electric cooperative member, we'd still love to send you a copy of it every month.
Great. It's a great magazine. All right, get ready. I guess we'll call this kind of like they do on CNBC, the lightning round. I did
Let's
something
do it.
For you, Doug, to close this last hour. I went back through my appointments calendar. I have been traveling the state all summer. I am now the president of Arkansas's Independent Colleges and Universities, which is the association of our 11 great private schools in Arkansas. I'm replacing another of those Arkansas legends, Mr. Carney Dietz.
Wonderful man.
Everybody knows when Mr. Dietz is coming in his seersucker suit and his bow tie and his white hat in the summer. And we have just had a great time, and he has enjoyed it too, because my motto is nothing against my friends in the chain that have chain restaurants or franchises, but when I'm out in Arkansas, I like to try the independent places. A lot of them I've been to before and got to revisit, but I have written down in our travels around the state the places we have eaten this summer. And I've missed some, though. So here we go. Our most recent trip with Carney was to Russellville. We had lunch at the Old South, which is a diner there that looks the same as it did when I was a child more than 40 years ago. And Carney says when he first was traveling to Russellville in the 1950s, it looked the same. And had fried chicken, a wonderful fried chicken lunch there. It's open from early in the morning to late at night still, Old South in Russellville. One of my favorites, I've talked about it on this show before, I've written in my newspaper column about it, Venetian Inn up at Tinytown.
Love it.
Oh, get the fried chicken and spaghetti. You know, you're combining the best of Arkansas there. You're up in poultry country, but you're also in this Italian settlement, so I get fried chicken and spaghetti together.
And the
and
rolls.
Maybe the best homemade rolls in the state.
The
right?
Rolls.
I knew where you were going. I knew where you were going. Venetian Inn. There it used to be a chain all over East Arkansas, and there are still several left that have the name, and those are the Kelly's restaurants. And we had lunch at the Kelly's in Batesville, which still does a huge business, and we had lunch at the Kelly's in Wynn, which still does a huge business, and there's still a Kelly's in BB, K-E-L-L-E-Y apostrophe S. But we had lunch at Kelly's a couple of times in Batesville and Wynn, old standbys. Another of the oldest restaurants in the state is the White House down in Camden.
My first.
You wrote about it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I saw it.
You and I talked about that. That was my first, and what an incredible place. Hot water cornbread.
Yep. So I took Carney. Believe it or not, he had never been to the White House. And so you got to go to the White House in Camden. We were in Jonesboro a couple of weeks ago, had dinner at Omar's because we could walk from our hotel to there. I love that place. And then good barbecue at Couch's out on Nettleton Avenue. So we went to Couch's too. Fort Smith, place I had not been, and it was packed. It's not fancy inside, but it's a real favorite. It's called George's on Grand Avenue, owned by Greeks. I got a gut bomb there of a chili cheese dog, but George's on Grand in Fort Smith. Try it out. Had dinner at Taliano's, which is my favorite Italian place up in that area. It's in an old house down near downtown. Beautiful old home. Wonderful Italian food. Taliano's in Fort Smith. As we went on further north, then downtown Siloam Springs, place called Emilia's. E-M-E-L-I-A apostrophe S. Very good. We were also in Northwest Arkansas and, of course, had to visit an Arkansas classic, the original AQ Chicken House in Springdale.
You bet.
Then you got the AQ in Fayetteville, which is still good. Got to go to the AQ if you're an Arkansan. Over in Conway, boy, Conway's exploded. 60,000 people now. had lunch at the Oak Street Bistro. They've moved right off the interstate. You can see it from Interstate 40. If you're going westbound, look over to your left. There's a Tipton and Hearst florist, Oak Street Bistro in the same building. Great place to eat. Back to small towns up in the mountains. Leslie Cafe in downtown Leslie. I love Leslie, Arkansas.
I love Leslie, Arkansas. I do so much floating, as you know, and hiking up in that area. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I had lunch one day at the Leslie Cafe. Went on up further north. This was actually on a fishing weekend, not on a work weekend. Got good barbecue, and they had live music at a place called the Blue Pig out by Lake Norfolk, right outside of Mountain Home. No E on the end. It's just B-L-U Pig. And then coming back, this place has always looked inviting to me because it's so shady and there's trees everywhere along the highway. The front porch at Yaleville. You may have been there before,
sir.
Doug.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Love it.
Had dinner on a Sunday night at the front porch at Yaleville. Very good. Back up to northeast Arkansas. You often don't think of good food in a Holiday Inn, but one of the best restaurants in that entire part of the state is called Bistro 1121 that's in the Holiday Inn there at Blytheville.
My good friend Larry Hellams, who runs Mississippi County Electric Cooperative, turned me on to that place. Wow, it's impressive.
Yeah, my friend Don Houseworth owns the Holiday Inn. Bistro 1121 if you're up in Mississippi County. Down in El Dorado, had dinner at Fay Ray's on the square. I love downtown El Dorado. Next day, we had lunch at the Laredo Cafe on the square. Maybe my favorite downtown in all of Arkansas is the square in El Dorado. Great place. Then over in Magnolia, Mule's Cantina. Another great downtown. You know, SAU's the Mule Riders, Mule's Cantina, and they still let you throw your peanut shells on the floor in there, Doug. And that's downtown Magnolia, great town. And then the Flying Burger the next day for lunch in Magnolia, very good. If you're in Texarkana, I've got to eat at Bryce's. You know, I grew up in Arkadelphia down in southwest Arkansas. We went to Texarkana a lot. Used to eat at Bryce's when it was downtown. It's out off the interstate now. There's construction. It's a little hard to get to. Still worth it, believe me. Coming back up this way from there in Hope, we stopped at Sheba's. Had a good dinner there at Sheba's, and they've got – that's where all the coffee drinkers in Hope hang out because they've actually got the mugs with everybody's name on them hanging on the wall. That'd make a great photo for you. My hometown of Arkadelphia, we had lunch at the Burger Barn. Always good, the barn there. And by the way, if you're up Harrison Way, I was talking about that area, they've redone the old Hotel Seville up there, and the restaurant in it they've named after the former Congressman John Paul Hammersmith, John Paul's.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Those are all places I've eaten in since the 1st of June, so wanted to run through those to end the hour. Are you hungry now? We've talked a lot of food the first hour.
Matt, let's get some food in here.
I wish we could.
1 hour down, 2 to go. We'll talk football in the next hour. I'm Rex Nelson sitting in for Bill Vickery. You're listening to the Sunday Buzz.
Once it was this spider in my bed. I got caught up in her web. Love and lies. She spun her chains around my heart and soul. Never to let go. Oh, but I survived. Love.